Trump accuser E. Jean Carroll backed by Epstein Island visitor Reid Hoffman. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 17, 2024. Trump accuser E. Jean Carroll is backed by LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, who has admitted to visiting convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's private island, also referred to as Pedophile Island. The penalty phase of Carroll's civil case against the former president kicked off this week, with this second lawsuit stemming from comments Trump made in 2019, rejecting Carroll's claims of rape. As Breitbart News reported. Nevertheless, in September, U.S. Judge Lewis A. Kaplan ruled that Trump defamed Carroll in 2019 when he denied that he raped her. Carroll could not remember the year of the alleged assault, and there were no witnesses to back her claims. But because the jury decided Trump was liable for sexual battery and defaming Carroll, Kaplan deemed Trump's remarks to be defamatory. The jury awarded her $5 million in damages. The second lawsuit, however, stems from comments Trump made in 2019. However, Carroll, who has her own share of controversial posts on social media, highlighted by the former president, is backed by billionaire and Democrat megadonor Reid Hoffman. He publicly admitted this fact 9 months ago in a LinkedIn post, asserting that he prefers to talk about these values and ideas over commenting on specific gifts that I've made. But there is a theme to a number of them, protecting the rule of law from the threat posed by Donald Trump's scorched earth legal methods. In and out of court, women have been one of the main groups that Trump has singled out. As Franklin Foer has pointed out, Trump's hostility to women has been a dominant feature of his ideology for his entire adult life. Hoffman claimed, asserting that he is happy to support women fighting for progress and justice in philanthropy, politics, and business as well as the Never Trump movement. In that post, he admitted he is backing E. Jean Carroll, who accused Trump of groping and raping her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in the mid-1990s, financially. While Trump's legal team has characterized my support of Carroll's lawsuit as secret, I want to be clear that I've never taken any steps to hide the financial support that I have provided to this lawsuit after it started. Secondly, and more importantly, while media attention is focused on this specific story, let's not forget the overall point, the rule of law and the ideal that our courts are a mechanism of justice for all citizens, not just those with enough money and power to rig the game in their favor. Hoffman, who has donated to President Biden's campaign as well as a pro-Nikki Haley PAC, also has ties to Epstein, even visiting Little St. James. This is wildly ironic, given Hoffman's supposed devotion to championing women. As Breitbart News reported. In particular, the journal details Hoffman's relationship with Epstein, revealing that he visited Epstein Island and later was scheduled to stay overnight at Epstein's Upper East Side townhouse in December 2014. Hoffman, worth $2.1 billion, said his last interaction with Epstein was in 2015 when he invited the convicted sex offender to a dinner in Palo Alto, California with other big tech executives. Hoffman told the journal he visited Epstein Island for a Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, fundraising trip but apologized for ever meeting with Epstein. Meanwhile, things are getting heated in the courtroom, as U.S. Judge Lewis A. Kaplan reportedly threatened to kick Trump out of the courtroom, prompting Trump to respond that he would love for that to occur.